What are they gonna do something about these overcrowded classrooms?
Sit down and quit copying off that elephant's paper.
I'd like to ask the help of the disc jockeys all over the country tonight. From all the battles, all of us that haven't treated our baby right, we're gonna get down on our knees and say, straighten out my own house. Yes, I have. And here's what I gotta say to you, darling. We've been together for oh so long. If I should lose you, darling, how could I go on? Come to take my baby away, but I beg of you, little way. Let's sit down like grown-ups and talk it over, but please don't walk away. There's not a man in this world, baby, that can love you the way I do. He couldn't love you, baby, because he don't know nothing about you. So I beg of you, they don't want the baby to know what's going on. I'm speaking for the guys down in North Carolina, down in South Carolina, Virginia, oh, Chicago, all the hippies out there. Better, you better get down on your knees and start begging your baby. Down in Atlanta, Georgia, Augusta, make it, you better get down. Thank you.
like to.
Oh, I'm waiting.
Shall I? They expect it, don't they?
Lovely lads and so natural. I mean, adoration hasn't gone to their heads one jot, has it? You know what I mean. Success.
It's just so natural. And still the same as they was before they was.
been a woman who could treat me like you do, who could trample on my pride and play around as much as you. Well, you really shake my mind up with your cheating and your lies, till at last I make my mind up and I turn to say goodbye, say goodbye. Suddenly you love me and your arms are open wide. Suddenly there's nothing that could tear you from my side. Every time it happens as I turn to walk away, suddenly you love me and I know I gotta stay. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. When you find your fascination in the arms of other guys, you must know my reputation comes to nothing in their eyes. Still you take off in a hurry anytime it pleases you, and you only start to worry when I say I'm leaving you, leaving you. Suddenly you love me and your arms are open wide. Suddenly there's nothing that could save you from my side. Every time it happens as I turn to walk away, suddenly you love me and I know I gotta stay. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai.
And more soul. You're listening to WFMU's Rock and Soul with you on stream. Matt and Mike here with you on a Tuesday in downtown Jersey City. Z, we are live, folks.
We just rolled the keg over the turntable.
It's one of those nights here in downtown Jersey City. It's muggy, it's rainy, but we're here for you. Hey, Mike, how are you doing
today? Hey, Matt, good to see you tonight. Hey, everybody out there.
So, Mike, how's your week so far? How's it going?
So far, so good, I guess. I can't complain. It's only Tuesday.
Well, guess what? That was the Barcays. Give everybody some. A promo on Volt.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. So that was a promo copy. Yeah. Is it just a promo? Is it promo mono stereo or just like the promo of the standard issue?
The plug side.
Oh.
And then don't do that on the opposite side.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Produced by David Porter and Isaac Hayes.
All right. Before that, the Hassles doing I'm Thinking, United Artists single from 1968, featuring everyone's favorite Long Island son, Billy Joel.
Probably when he was still wearing those Beatle boots, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's funny because at that time, he looks like a larger Dino Danelli.
So he looks like Dino Danelli looks like.
All right. Okay. Yes. All right. If you want to make that, if you want to like spin it all, but it's funny because when you see those Hassles pictures, it's just funny to see him where it's like.
Yeah, I've never seen.
Yeah, you know, he just because he's got like you know like the big eyes, but he's just like you know a bigger guy. So.
And he's playing the organ in that.
Yeah, he's playing organ and singing.
The Capitals. We've got a thing that's in the grooves. 45 on Karen Records.
So that's is that pre or post Cool Jerk?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's. It sounds like it's around the same time because it seems like it's referencing Cool Jerk.
Exactly.
So, if I had to guess, just based on listening to it, I would say after. But maybe Cryptigger on the playlist knows more than I do.
Yeah. Previous to that was Los Bravos doing "Bring a Little Lovin'," single on Powered from 1968. Played that. The song's been in my head just because I did get involved watching the Oscars on Sunday, and I was thinking about the Quentin Tarantino movie, and I did see it, and I gotta say it's used pretty well in the movie. Whether or not you like or dislike the movie, the use of that song is pretty cool, and so it's just been stuck in my head, and then I was reminded of it on Sunday.
And a band that should have been used in the movie, The Tremolos, was Suddenly You Love Me, 7-inch on Epic Records from early 1968. That's one of those compositions where they take the Italian song and write their own lyrics to it. That's one of those.
Oh, really? So what's the track?
You know, I have to. Oh, there it is. Does it say? Peak. It's M. Penzeri and L. Pilat.
Really?
Yeah, the songwriters. I gotta go reference because you know it's like the Grassroots.
Right,
like doing let's live for today, just like one of those taking the song and
right. Because it's funny because when I heard that Italian version of the Grassroots song, I just figured it was an Italian band. They didn't want to learn the real lyrics to "Let's Live for Today," and then they just cut it. I didn't realize it was actually in reverse.
Yeah, that song. So. I think that song "Be Mine" too by the Tremolos is the same thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, do you know if it was Italian writers and there was an actual, say, like an Italian beat group had cut these tracks previous to the...
You know, that's a good question. We should research that.
Because the thing that's funny about it is that you would think the Tremolos would, Howard Blakely, like, they'd be the last people that would need to be tapping other songwriters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I guess it's, you know, Mike Smith, the producer, saying, hey, you got to get a hit.
Oh,
He had
a share in the publishing.
Well, because on some of those, he puts his name on some of the songs. Like, "Be Mine," he puts his name on the song.
Oh, he does.
As a songwriter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. You know. Yeah, because I guess you can view it as the same type of premise of sort of like bald-headed woman with a Shel Talmy writer's credit on the back.
Driving up on bald-headed mount. God, the man was obsessed with bald heads.
All right. Oh. Previous to the Tremolos was the American Breed doing "Step Out of Your Mind," a single from 1966, I think. Someone may correct me, maybe early 67. I played actually a 1970s reissue single. Don't know if it even sounds that much different, but I it's funny how a lot of hits that weren't available, say, in the 70s or 80s on original albums were still available, like just being pressed as singles, because I guess like they didn't keep the American Breed LP in press in 1980, so they kept the hits on a single. And that's when I picked a lot of that stuff up on, at that time, Justin Bargain or Oldies Bins in the early 80s and stuff like that.
Take a trip down memory lane and buy some memory lanes.
Yeah.
The Move with Omnibus, the B-side of Wild Tiger Woman. And if my ears are correct, I believe that that's still the five-piece move on that song.
Oh, really?
To me, it sounds like it is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
To me, it still sounds like Ace is playing the bass.
So Ace, Ace of Bass is still around.
Ace of Bass is still around.
So
the 18s are now grown up, though.
Right. No, but Ace of Bass is still around. But the thing is, though, probably released after he's gone, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, they did all that recording for the live EP and everything around the same time. Like, Ace is on some of them, and he's not on some of the other tracks.
Right.
So, just my ears tell me that he's still on that track.
Again, see, you're here, so I got to ask you these questions, and I hope it's still interesting for the listeners. Now, how long was it before, like, Ace left the band, and then he cut that version of For Your Love, right?
Yeah, with the stand.
Yeah, and now, yeah, right, the Ace Kefford stand. Mm-hmm. How far, like, was
I think
that,
that's like a whole year later.
It is a whole year later? Okay, because what is it like? It's like Groovy Gooby Jam or something like that on like the like something.
Yeah, I think that's like 69.
It is. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
But our friends in London on the playlist probably know exactly what month that came out.
That's fine. You know, that's what this show's about. Please jump in and correct. I'm just free associating here.
Unlike Crosby did on that, our theme song.
Yes. I just decided to play that because I didn't know if you had played it previously. I had the single and I said, you know what? I'm bringing down your theme song, theme of the show.
Well, thanks, Mike. You're listening to WFMU's Rock and Soul Ichiban Stream. Mike, what do you got coming up next for us?
I've got something on... Actually, it's a Sunday's reissue single, and I'm trying to... I have to see if it was actually released at the time. Recorded at Norman Petty's New Mexico studio. It's a track called Going Wrong by the Apple Glass Syndrome.
Here we go. We're here till 7 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned.
am, but I don't care. Disgrace shines no light upon my face. Through the darkness we still see my white bicycle and me. My white bicycle. Policeman shouts, but I don't see it.
You know I feel
WFMU's Rock and Soul with you on stream. Matt Clark and Mike Sim with you. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday night. Hope you're having a good night and hope you're enjoying these records we're playing. That was Georgie Fame with No Thanks. The opposite side of Try My World, 1967 single on CBS.
The thing about that is if that's the B-side, Try My World better really deliver.
I don't think it delivers as much as No Thanks.
I know. It's amazing that No Thanks was the B-side. That's a great, great tune.
It's like, I feel like once it becomes 1967, like Georgie Fame is like following the Alan Price trajectory of like more poppy tunes.
Right.
But I don't know. No Thanks is still just a killer tune.
Was this, so this was still before like Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde or... Because it had to be pretty close to it, right?
It's got to be around the same time because Bonnie and Clyde was late 67.
67, yeah. So I'm thinking once he went that route, that was it for something like No Thanks.
I mean, that was like a big tune.
Yeah. In the United States too, yeah. The Left Banc doing Lazy Day, B-side of Pretty Ballerina.
Dave Clark 5 with Dr. Rhythm, the B-side of You Got What It Takes. A really good double-sider hit right there. And their last big U.S. hit.
Right. And it's funny, though, too, because no sign of that one. Like, usually the picture sleeves have, like, the A-side and B-side of the single, but no sign of Dr. Rhythm on that picture
sleeve. It's a killer,
too. Yeah, I know, right? The Tiles out of West Germany doing I Can't Sleep at Night. Track is from 1966. Did not get issued at the time. It was finally issued on the Ugly Things label, ties into the magazine, in 2000 or so. So just an unreleased tune, and I just picked it up at the beginning of the century, and it was a pretty cool find.
Speaking of finds, The Halos Come Softly to Me. Just picked that up this past Sunday from Mr. Drew Redman, a single on Congress, kind of heading into the Northern Soul territory right there.
Yeah,
good vibes,
definitely.
But you know, no like sweeping strings, but it's definitely heading in that direction.
Yep. Twice as much doing Step Out of Line, a single from 1967, originally on Immediate in the UK, but reissued on MGM here in the States, produced by Andrew Lou Goldham. And Twice as Much, again, lots of cool Baroque sounds on both of their LPs with some soaring harmonies.
There were so many good UK duos.
Yeah.
Jimmy Beaumont, I Feel Like I'm Falling in Love, a 45 on Bang, and Mike, I think you got the description more closer than I did. I was thinking Frankie Valli, but no, Lou Christie, I think, is much more closer.
He seems to be going to that Lou Christie territory, but it's got such a beefy backing track on it that it's sort of like, you know, it works.
Yeah.
You know.
And I guess, I think that's where we started. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can't remember.
Oh, wait, no. Hermits before
we
that,
did
right?
Start with Hermits.
We were just having a killer time just spinning some 45s, so.
Right.
Time slips fast.
Did we start with Hermits? All right, maybe we did. Hermits doing Listen People, and that's a single from 1966. I played that because it sort of reminds me of the track where the previous song that I played earlier in the evening, The Apple Glass Syndrome, sort of reminds me where they might have taken their cue to write their track.
Before that, Tomorrow, My White Bicycle, a 1980s repress 45 with the Love Sculpture on the opposite side. A really cool find from our friends at Rebel Rouser Records in Brooklyn. Go visit them and buy their records. They got plenty of good stuff there. And I guess that's the end of the show, Mike.
Yeah,
it's already that time.
We're going to wrap it up. That was a quick hour. Send some folks out with a little love and spoonful.
All right, yep, and we'll see you next week here on WFMU's Rock and Soul at Japan. Same time, same place, 6 p.m. Eastern time. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Mike, for a great show.
Thank you, Matt. Take care, everybody. Here's the Love and Spoonful with Butchie's Tune.
Things on your mind, and I go anywhere, anytime, and I'm leaving. Gone today. On my way, I'm going home. Please don't stick around to see me when I'm feeling low. Don't pass the cards to me to deal the crushing blow. I'll even close the door so you won't see me go when I'm leaving. Gone today, I'm on my way. I'll walk away like a shadow in the night. I won't give cause for you to feel we have to fight. I'll make it easy so that you won't really quite know I'm leaving you today. On my way.
Happening everywhere. Name the scene. You'll find the leader.
They call it Honda.
At your Honda dealer, you'll find 20 models from cool lightweights to hot scramblers. Precision four-stroke engines that won Honda five International Grand Prix championships in a single season. Honda's happening. Let it happen to you.
New from Honda, the Hot Scrambler 90. Designed mean for rough riding, sharp for city streets, upswept pipe, candy-tone colors. The Hot Scrambler 90 at your Honda dealer now.
I'm Daddy Rolling Stone. Girls call me Daddy, Daddy Rolling Stone. Girls, you think you have loving. Girls, you think you have fun. But girls, you ain't had nothing until you, Daddy, comes home and I'm the Daddy. They call me Daddy, Big Daddy, Daddy Rolling Stone. I have my fun in the morning. I have my fun in the night. I have my fun anytime I want. Anytime I have it is right. I'm the Daddy, Daddy Rolling. They call me Daddy, Big Daddy, Daddy Rolling Stone. Now you all heard about Big John. He was as big as he could be. Big John might have been twice the size, but he didn't know half as much as me. I'm the Daddy, yeah. Daddy Ruler. They call me Daddy, Big Daddy, Daddy Rolling Stone. I'm the Daddy, Daddy Roller, Daddy Twister, the Daddy, Daddy Rolling Stone. I'm the Daddy, Daddy.